Time for another KMA Land Catch-Up today, and we are talking today with a Syracuse alum and a member of the Concordia wrestling team there in Seward, Nebraska. Barrett Brandt is with us. Barrett, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us. Obviously, getting set for your junior season there at Concordia. First, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about how things have been going for you those first couple of years there in college wrestling. How have you felt about how things have gone for you on the mat?
As of the past 2 years, I felt like I've, from my freshman year to now, I've developed as a wrestler a lot more. I mean, my freshman year, I was one away from making it to nationals, and last year I made it to nationals for the first time, which was awesome. But I feel like I'm developing a lot more of my wrestling skills, and I think it's only up from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you 29 wins as a freshman, 21 wins last year, and then as you alluded to, the opportunity to qualify for the NAIA nationals. Tell me a little bit about just your growing skills, your developing skills, how you've progressed since you got there. Where do you feel you've really improved, and what are some areas you're still working on?
For my freshman year, I mean, I hold the pin record for most pins in a season at Concordia now, but I think what our new coach was having me work on is kind of slowing things down and trying to keep my ability to pin kids there, but staying or making the match a lot closer than it is and not trying to go out right away and get the pin, just to slow things down a little bit and put more technique into my wrestling.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is the benefit to that? But you just kind of answered it there at the end, getting more technique into it. So what are the things that you have really grown in when it comes to your technique?
As of technique, he implements a system. We call it like a ladder system, but it's basically three sets of movements when you're in neutral that allow you to get different angles on your opponent for different shots. And it's really nice because, I mean, he doesn't tell us what shots we have to take. He just gives us the spots to put ourselves into for the shots we can choose to take. So you can kind of put your own spin on it. Like, you can do it with underhooks. You can do it with high C's, low singles. It's whatever you want to do, really, mm-hmm. Which is really good because it can apply to everyone on the team and not just one person.
Right. Barrett Brandt, again, a Syracuse alum, a junior now at Concordia University, member of the Concordia wrestling team. Barrett, taking a look at this upcoming year, given what you've done in your first 2 years, the success that you've had, what are some things you're aiming for here in your junior year?
The podium, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where I want to be. That's where I think I should be. And that's my goal for this season, at least. And team-wise, I think we should be at least top five at nationals, hopefully top 10.
Yeah. What do you think it takes for you to get on the podium? What are the things that it kind of takes within the course of the season, within the course of an individual match?
As our coach kind of tells us every day, it's the matches preseason and the tournaments leading up to it. None of that really matters until conference and nationals. I mean, you can be unranked all season and go into conference and still come out and make it to nationals. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But it's also nice to be ranked going into nationals and going into the conference, which helps a lot, but, it's doable and it's very possible.
Right. You alluded to, your coach now there at Concordia is Josh Watts. He's, of course, previously a longtime coach there for Iowa Western, turning them into a powerhouse. And so he comes in, and I don't believe that he was the one who recruited you, but what's it been like learning under him? What are some things that, what's it like with him as as your coach, a guy that is, a former National Coach of the Year at the junior college level?
I mean, yeah, he's a great coach. He gives us great workouts to do. I mean, good advice. And he doesn't, he makes sure we're all very disciplined and we're showing up to practice, doing things right every day. Consistency is key, as he says. And I think he's a great coach, mm-hmm. so far.
Yeah. Great. He was hired in, so you've had him for 1 year there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was coach for 1 year. What was that transition like for you though, Barrett? You know, a new coach coming in, somebody that, you know, did not recruit you to come there.
Well, I mean, transition wise, it was kind of seamless. I mean, at first I was nervous, like, because he's kind of a quiet guy, and you don't really get to know him at first because it's a new coach, you know. But I mean, as the season progressed, he's really fun guy and really nice to be around, and really just wants to make us better every single day, mm-hmm. and wants our goals to come true.
Certainly, you know, obviously you have some major goals on the wrestling mat. When it comes to off the wrestling mat, though, you are graphic design major. At least that's what it says on your profile. Is that still the case? And what are you kind of, you know, aiming for here in the future when it comes to, you know, just professionally, a job?
As of now, I switched over to a business major and I'm minoring in graphic design right now. I'm not sure where I want to go to it. Or where I want to go with it as of now, but mm-hmm. I mean, I got an internship this summer with Northwest Mutual, but I don't know. I'm just dipping my toes in and seeing what I want to go from there.
Right, you got some time left, obviously, there with a couple of years. You know, for you, did it take, or how long did it take? Did it take an adjustment period for you? You know, going, obviously, you did this during high school, and you were a multi-sporter, so you knew about balance and balancing academics with athletics. What about at the collegiate level? Is that even more difficult?
Yes, it is a lot more difficult balancing homework with wrestling, and I don't know. Going to practice, it just kind of drains you, and having to come back and do assignments, it kind of sucks. But, I mean, that's the life I chose, so I make it work.
Yeah. Barrett Brand, again, Syracuse alum on our KMA Land Catch-Up, entering his junior year with Concordia Wrestling. Barrett, you know, congrats on the success that you've had so far. We really appreciate the time, and, you know, we wish you the best here in your junior season and beyond, all right?
Yeah, thank you, Derek.